Who's it from?
It doesn't say.
You found him.
Chucky's my friend till the end.
Hey, wanna play?
It's a doll. What's the worst that can happen, huh?
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
Whew. You're gonna have to excuse some of the extra noise. I'm on the treadmill right now. Figuring I just do my recording for today while getting some exercise in. Woo! Woo! I gotta tell ya, I don't know why I waited so long to see this movie. I was 12 years old or 11 years old when the first Child's Play came out. Now, I was way too young to see this movie, right? Right? Wrong. I saw this movie in the theater with my brother, who was either 14 or 15, and my father, who was, you know, a grown father age. Yes, when I was a kid, my dad would bring us two horror movies. And it was magical. Didn't scar me at all. I don't think we saw this at the Big Showcase Cinema. I believe we either saw this at the Salem Tri in Salem, New Hampshire, which is now a Babies R Us, or the 495 Cinema in Haverhill, Mass., which is now a Chunky's. If you don't know what a Chunky's is, it's like a cinema pub now. It used to just be a regular second-run movie theater. So was the Salem Tri. Once they left the big theater, they'd go to these cheaper theaters. But a Chunky's now shows new movies, and you sit in old Cadillac cars that you can, you know, lean back in. You sit around tables, and you can order food and beer and all that fun stuff. But when I went there as a kid, it was just a regular movie theater. And of course, my dad took us to see such movies as Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 3. And maybe Part 4. I think maybe by that age, my brother was starting to bring me. But definitely, we saw the first Child's Play, the three of us. And I remember it just scaring the crap out of me. But, you know, it never, like, stuck with me. Friday the 13th stuck with me for some reason. Nightmare on Elm Street never did. Halloween never did. Jason Voorhees always did for some reason. Freaked me out. But anyway, Chucky... I loved Chucky as a kid. I was 12 years old, way too young to be loving Chucky, but I did. And this was 2013, so we're talking 25 years later. And this is the 6th movie in the series. The first three movies, Child's Play 1, Child's Play 2, Child's Play 3. Pretty sure I saw all of them in the theater with my brother. First one with my dad. I don't know if my dad went to the second one. Then years went by with nothing. Then we got the silly Bride of Chucky, the sillier Seed of Chucky. That's when it really just started becoming black comedies, really. But this was not that. This, we came back for 2013. This was the first Chucky movie to be direct to video. And honestly, nowadays, with the advent of streaming, Netflix, all this online video on demand, direct to video doesn't have the same stigma, I think, as it used to, especially for these little horror movies. I don't think this showed anywhere. Maybe it showed in some theaters across the world. I don't know, but I heard about it, and I thought, well, actually, you know, back then I thought, oh boy, that's too bad. But you know, it's just not the way the world is now. And I saw that it was a CGI Chucky, which I didn't love either. But you know, the times, they are a-changing. And actually, I thought the Chucky was okay. The CGI Chucky really didn't bother me. I mean, it was a little herky-jerky. Because at some point, you see, like, the feet of the doll running. But when they show the full doll walking, he walks a lot slower. Who cares? This movie was stupid and awesome. Ridiculous and fantastic all at once. If you like these kind of movies, this was exactly... It didn't pretend to be more than it was. Yesterday I watched Transformers 2, and I feel like that tried to be more than it really is. It tried to be this, like, you know, deep, you know, science fiction, the world, and who, and you know, the robots, or are they helping us? Should they be helping us? When it was really, it's just all you want to see is two robots kicking each other's ass. This movie doesn't try to be anything except exactly what it is. A killer doll terrorizing a family. Boom. End of story. It was great to hear and see Brad Dourif. Haven't seen him as Charles Lee Ray, the man behind Chucky, the soul behind Chucky. Haven't seen him since the original Child's Play. And this actually kind of fed back to the original story. With this family being the family that was around, that Charles Lee Ray was terrorizing when he got caught, when he got killed, and when he transferred his soul into the body of a doll. It also brought back into play the original boy from the original movie, which was pretty cool. And even though it ended the way it ended, there's already talks of a sequel with, Brad Dourif's daughter played, like, the main heroine of the movie. She is supposed to be back. And Jennifer Tilly, who played the voice of the Bride of Chucky. And, okay, this is what if I remember correctly. And I just read this, and let's see if I understood it correctly. In Bride of Chucky, she played the voice of a doll in this movie. The doll got possessed and had Jennifer Tilly's voice. Then, like, the actress was actually a character in the movie. Then the doll possessed the actual actress and took over, so that Jennifer Tilly is now this Tiffany helping Chucky kill people. So you discover at the end of the movie that she is the person who's taken the Chucky doll and mailing it around to, I guess, to take revenge on people. Now, I'm spoiling this movie because A, you're never gonna watch it if you already didn't. And B, it's a few years old. It's on Netflix if you wanna watch it. But at the end of the movie, he gets the little girl, and he says, I mean, I guess he's gonna transfer his soul into her. But then they go to the end of the movie, and he gets mailed to the kid from the original Child's Play 25 years ago, same actor, as a little cameo. So what was the point of the transfer into the doll of the girl? I don't know. And guess what? Who cares? It's about a little doll running around and stabbing people. A little doll running around with a big knife and an axe and electrocuting people and trying to poison people and chopping some dude's face wide open. Ridiculous. But that's exactly what it was. And I'm glad I saw it. They talked about something in this, a man, you know, about the idea of completion anxiety, like Chucky had to come back and kill the girl that kind of led him to being caught in the first place. And I'm suffering from that because I had to see this movie. I saw all the other Child's Plays and Chucky's. As the time comes, I have to see this movie. And I finally did. So now I'm completely caught up. I've caught up on Terminator, even though let's skip the one with Batman. I've caught up on Fast and Furious. I've now caught up on Child's Play. I guess I'm catching up on Transformers. You know, we'll see. That's what I like to do. You know, not all the movies I see caught up on Marvel, but not every movie I see is a winner. Not every movie I see is something that is a box office giant. Sometimes I just want to see little crappy movies. Whew. So, what better time to do it than when I have to find 30 movies to watch in a month? But I've done it 2 years in a row, and I'm clearly on my way to doing it again this year. So I'm 13 days in. Listen. Oh, did I mention the movie's called Curse of Chucky? I'm sure I did. Thank you for listening. You can find me on SoundCloud. Now, SoundCloud only gives you 3 free hours, so the old SoundCloud's out. You can still go to it. It's soundcloud.com/FNEMovieMonth. But starting yesterday, all the episodes, all the new episodes are on soundcloud.com/FNEMovieMonth2. Doesn't matter. They're all embedded on the website, which is fansnotexperts.com. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Geek Mentality. The website is at fansnotexperts. You can find me on iTunes. Search Geek Mentality. 2 words. It's a podcast, obviously, because you're listening to it now. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fansnotexperts. Now I'm in the rhythm of the treadmill. I'm walking with the treadmill. Anywhere you want to search, Twitter, Facebook, Google, I don't know. I'm on Google, I guess. The hashtag is FNE Movie Month. Woo, woo. I'm feeling the burn. I mean that with the URN, not the other one. Okay, that's it. I'm done. Movie 13 all set. Hey, 13, ooh, a scary, unlucky number. I watched a horror movie. There you go. All right. So what's up for tomorrow? I think I might be watching a documentary. I'm not sure, but I believe that's the plan. But until then, this is Mike, and this is my music. I didn't hit stop. Did it stop? I didn't hit stop. Ah, okay, now here's my music.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.